I'd like to welcome all of you as we gather together this day for worship across time and space and places. We celebrate the second Sunday of Easter. We have a number of things going on in the life of our parish this week, but one in particular that I want to highlight is that VBS is coming up, and there are registration forms that are available at both churches. And so if you or somebody that you know has children preschool through fifth grade, we would love to see you and have you join us for VBS. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the wellspring of grace, our Easter and our joy. Amen. Immersed in the promises of baptism, let us give thanks for what God has done for us. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your voice thundered over the deep and water became the essence of life. Adam and Eve beheld Eden's rivers. The ark carried your creation through the flood into a new day. Miriam led the dancing as your people passed through the sea into freedom's land. In a desert pool, the Ethiopian official entered your boundless baptismal life. At the river, your beloved son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you opened the floodgates of your reconciling love, freeing us to live as Easter people. We rejoice with glad hearts, giving all honor and praise to you. Through the risen Christ, our source of living water, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, with joy we celebrate the day of our Lord's resurrection. By the grace of Christ among us, enable us to show the power of the resurrection in all that we say and do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading today is from Acts, the fourth chapter. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the Holy Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed him his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Sometimes there are things that we just need to hear directly from a particular person. It does not matter if someone else says it. It does not matter if they use the exact same words, because it's not a matter of what's being said, but rather who is saying it to us. In one of, if not the very last conversation I had with my mom before she died, I asked her if she thought if I would make a good mom someday. And she responded with, "Of course," but said in her unique and bemused way of answering a question that she thought was a little ridiculous, but she knew that the other person already knew the answer. They just wanted to hear it from her. I just needed to hear it from her. Because no matter who else tells me that I'm a good parent, it feels different to know that in her own words, and to have this memory that I can replay in my head, that long before we ever thought of having a baby, my mom thought I would be a good parent too. And I think we all experience this in various areas of our lives. It can be wonderful to know that grandma and grandpa thought you played well at that ball game, but it feels different when your coach tells you that you did well. Any number of people could tell you that they are proud of you, but it feels different when your parents tell you that they're proud of you, no matter how old we are. And it's nice to hear through the grapevine that so-and-so says hi, but it's nicer yet when someone just calls for no reason at all to say hello. And when somebody that we love dies, we know that they love us, but some days nothing would be better than to be able to hear our mom, our dad, our friend, our child, our sibling, our husband, our wife say, "I love you," in their own voice one more time. And when God gave us these bodies with senses, it turns out that by God's very design, being able to hear and touch and see things from particular people in real time makes a big difference. And it is this feeling that we all know very well that Thomas is experiencing. Thomas, who I think has unfairly earned the nickname Doubting Thomas, wants to hear and touch and see the resurrected Jesus for himself. It isn't so much that he doubts. Rather, Thomas just wants what all the other disciples received from Jesus, who appeared to them when he wasn't there. And because Thomas is a human whose human brain and human body want confirmation of reality in a way that any of us would, in a way that any of us do from time to time. And Jesus, who knows Thomas, who loves Thomas, who understands what it means to be a human being with human senses, shows up for him. And it makes all the difference in the world for Thomas, whose next words are perhaps the best sermon ever written, "My Lord and my God." Thomas sees and knows Jesus for who he is, the Christ who is fully human and fully God, who transforms death into life, who takes away the sin of the world, who loves the world beyond measure, and that following Jesus will lead him to eternal and abundant life. And Jesus still shows up for us today, because we too need reminders that Jesus is risen and therefore life and the world have been forever changed. I think Jesus' follow-up sentence to Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe," is for us, is for you. Not that Jesus is saying that we are somehow better disciples than Thomas, but because Jesus knows he will ascend to God the Father and he will not always be here physically with us. But it will not take away our human need to hear and touch and see the promises of God. "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe" is an invitation to Thomas and the other disciples and to us to be the body of Christ in the world, to be that physical presence of Christ, to be the body of Christ in a world that will need to hear and touch and see the promises of God's salvation in Jesus Christ. And we are never too old or too young to be the body of Christ to each other. We speak and hear words of promise of God's love in Jesus to each other. We may touch each other with God's love through a hug as we share the peace of Christ and as we serve each other communion, and we see the love of God that unites us together as a worshiping community, both while we gather on a Sunday or whenever morning we gather, and as we go about the rest of our weeks. And this is the transformed community life that is made possible by Jesus' death and resurrection, that we care for one another, that when we are struggling to believe, we trust that this community believes for us and will hold us until we can believe again. That when we cannot sing, this community sings praises and laments to God for us until we can sing again. That when we cannot pray, this community prays for us until we can find the words to pray again. And this is Jesus showing up for you. This is us being Christ to each other. This is life on this side of the resurrection. This is our hope and our trust that Jesus will always and does always come among us. And Jesus, who knows us, who loves you, who understands what it means to be a human being with human senses, shows up for us again and again, usually coming to us through a community of believers. And it makes all the difference in the world for us, so that no matter what else is happening in the world and our lives, we cannot help but preach and proclaim with Thomas and all of the disciples throughout the generations, my Lord and my God. Amen. We will sing together the hymn, Come You Faithful, Raise the Strain. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. Alleluia. Go in peace, rejoice, and be glad. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.